The first of these two reports was published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. It looked at what it would take to get U.S. automobiles to reduce the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide enough to lower it to 1990 levels. Why cars? Well, because cars and trucks produce a third of U.S. CO2 emissions. Greg Keolian is one of the authors. He's at the University of Michigan. He says there are three things that need work. We need to drive less, burn cleaner fuels, and within about 40 years, increase the average fuel mileage way beyond the 20 miles per gallon we're getting now.
And that would need to increase to 136 miles per gallon to meet the carbon targets. Alternatively, if we just focused on fuels, basically, we need about 80% cellulosic ethanol by 2050. And the third scenario, looking at a reduction in driving, it would mean we'd have to cut our driving in half by 2050.
Now, the study says it's unlikely we can accomplish any one of those, and the study's authors suggest it'll probably be a combination of more efficient cars, better fuels, and driving less if we're to reduce greenhouse gases enough to make a difference. The second report, entitled Envisioning an Uncertain Future, comes from the Boston Consulting Group. It looks at the future of the automobile from a business perspective. One of the authors, Xavier Mosquet, says the study assumes rising oil prices will force some changes.
You know, we believe that, you know, the oil prices will be very high and that the pressure from the consumer on the governments will be so high that the governments, you know, will have to take energetic actions to develop, you know, green products and green cars.
But the report notes green cars will cost more, as much as $15,000 more for hybrids or plug-in hybrids compared to standard cars.
The consumer will look at these cars and say, well, this is more expensive than I can pay, and therefore they're not going to buy them. So what I think the government has to do, if we want to go that way, is to look at the cost of putting those technologies on the market and either, you know, basically subsidizing the car manufacturers and suppliers, or, you know, helping the consumer with much more tax incentives. Otherwise, it will not happen.
So from a business perspective, the Boston Consulting Group report suggests without government help, manufacturers won't be able to build the more efficient cars at a price we can afford, but we'll need them because of high oil prices. The University of Michigan report on cars and climate change agrees the government will have to take a major role. Author Greg Keolian says if we take climate change seriously and we're committed to doing something about it, we'll have to change driving habits, encourage innovative manufacturers, and invest government money.
We are capable of doing this, and the cost to society of climate change is tremendous, and each sector needs to play a major role in addressing the needs to reduce.
As we said, these two studies look at the future of the automobile from very different perspectives, but both agree we need more efficient cars, and that won't happen without the government pushing a little and helping a lot. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.